West Virginia is one of the nation's biggest coal-producing states. Coal is transported from the southern Appalachian coalfields by truck, barge, and rail, and is often cleaned on site before being shipped to fuel the nation's power plants. But both the production and treatment of coal produce major health risks for local residents. Many residents adversely affected by the coal industry have been protesting for decades, especially against mountaintop removal coal mining, which involves blasting the tops off mountains to reach the coal seams underneath, then dumping the earth and rock in the valleys below. In late May, activists from Mountain Justice and Radical Action for Mountain People's Survival, or RAMPS, organized two actions to disrupt coal business as usual, employing nonviolent civil disobedience to block 9 coal trucks and a coal barge. Then on Memorial Day, a group called Women Unite to End Mountaintop Removal gathered on the steps of the state capitol in Charleston and shaved their heads in protest. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Marilyn Mullins, a native of southern West Virginia, who describes some of the events in her life that led her to become an anti-coal activist, and discusses her idea behind the symbolic Memorial Day protest, where 12 women and some men shaved their heads.
Around the end of the 90s is when the mountaintop removal started where I lived, on both sides of the hollow. So, you know, it's one mountain on one side, one on the other. They were pretty much blasting both of them. A lot of damage to our homes, a lot of dust, not just your typical brown dust, but this gray, white, almost powdery-looking dust. Didn't really pay a whole lot of attention because I was a single mom and I was a full-time nursing student and still in the military. So I just kind of, life had me pretty busy. In 2001, we had a big flood. We had a heavy rain and a lot of people there lost their homes. A lot of my friends, a lot of my family lost their homes. Everyone that lived there knows that it was because there was no topsoil or trees left on the mountain. So, you know, we'd had a lot of heavy rains before. But this is the first time that we'd had floods like that since, I think, like the early 1900s. And that kind of sparked another little, you know, interest in me to pay more attention. But in early 2004, my husband and I both got deployed out to California as medical people, taking care of some of the injured soldiers coming back from the war. And we were out there a couple of years, and during that time, my house literally was blown off its foundation. I mean, it's completely, a big sinkhole dropped under it, and it shifted off the foundation, so we had to come home. And basically, the coal company refused to take any responsibility. I came back from the deployment in 2006, and I did not even go back to that area. I just left my house there for sale, and it sat empty for 5 years. Property values are horrible. And my husband and I moved to Raleigh County, which is also a mining county, but we moved to a more rural area, sort of out of the middle of all of it, because we were I say the lucky ones because we could afford to do that. Most people can't. But that's my connection. I started paying more attention to the news, some local activists getting arrested, and pretty much they shamed me. Well, I have to do something. I have to do more. So since that time, I've been trying to be more active and inviting this.
Marilyn Mullins, there's been some recent activity to draw attention to the damage that coal mining and processing is doing in Appalachia. Can you describe those recent actions?
Some activists boarded a coal barge on the Kanawha River, chained themselves to it, had a banner. The banner says, "Coal leaves and the cancer stays." We have a lot of bad health effects because not only the burning of the coal, but the extraction process they use. And also some activists blocked an access road to one of the mountaintop removal sites on Cayford Mountain, stopping them being able to take equipment or take coal out.
In the past couple of years, some health studies have come out showing increased levels of both cancers and birth defects among residents living close to coal mining operations as compared to similar populations not living in coal country.
I guess the one that sticks out most in my mind is the study with the birth defects. You know, it shows much higher rates of people that live within a 50-mile radius even of an active mountaintop removal site, more neurological, more respiratory problems. You know, my children were small and breathed that dust for 3 years, and it really concerns me, you know. And, well, I did too. You know, what are the long-term effects? There was silicon in that blasting material and stuff that they use. But, you know, what the coal company's response was to the birth defect study was they didn't account for the inbreeding of the people here. Well, I've lived here all my life, and I've never had a cousin marry a cousin. That's just ridiculous.
So how did you come up with the idea of women shaving their heads in protest?
I guess I was just fed up. Back in January, February timeframe, I went to bed one night just so frustrated. And that happens. Sometimes you feel like you just have to either stop or you're going to lose your mind because it's so frustrating because nobody will listen, nobody that can do anything. I think I've been to maybe a DEP hearing or something, and, you know, the DEP is supposed to be on our side to protect the people, and they're not here in West Virginia. They're owned by the coal companies. And I just went to bed so upset, and I woke up in the middle of the night with this idea that, like, okay, I've got to do something. I can't quit. I can't quit. I can't keep talking because it's not doing any good. So what can I do to make a loud statement? And that just kind of came to me. I thought, well, you know, something that's really important to women here in the United States and our culture is their hair. So I'm going to take mine off in solidarity with our mountains being stripped of everything. I mean, they don't leave anything. They don't even leave the topsoil on these mountains. In solidarity with my people who are sick and dying and who have already passed away.
That was Marilyn Mullins of Women Unite to End Mountaintop Removal. For additional information on the environmental and health effects of the coal industry, visit our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.